The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. This is Thursday, and this reminds me that tomorrow night, Friday night at 7 o'clock, special services will begin with the Bethel Church of Christ at Morganton, and you're invited to come out to these services. I will be the speaker Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night with the Bethel Church of Christ. Please come out and be with us. Terms applied to Christianity, expressions that tell us much about our religion. Yesterday we talked about the faith, and today I turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, to get our thoughts going about another expression used to describe Christianity. Galatians 6, 2, Paul says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Here we have an expression, the law of Christ. Christianity may be looked upon as the law of Christ. There's been change of a priesthood, there's change of a law. Hebrews 7:12 says that we have a new law now, that as we have a new priest, Christ is the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And some may think because we're not under the law of Moses that we're not under law at all. But it's a different way we look at obeying what the Lord says. In Romans chapter 3, in this book, Paul deals so much about faith and the law. But he says here in Romans 3, beginning with verse 27, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." That's the law of Moses, the Old Testament. "Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles?" Yes, of the Gentiles also. "Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith, do then we make void the law through faith? God forbid. We establish the law." Yes, like he says, we're under the law to Christ. We establish moral responsibility. We don't do away with it because we're under the gospel. Because we're not under the law of Moses, it is established. It's just a different way of obedience. In 1 Corinthians 9:21, Paul says, "To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law." He's talking about the Gentiles who are without law and his effort to win them to Christ. And he says that he was without law, Paul was, but not without the law to Christ, under the law to Christ, not under the law to Moses. So it's a matter of being under the law to Christ. We find, James calls it in James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty, this law of Christ. It's called a royal law. And our obedience springs from a different source and way now, rather than just a legalistic obedience. It's a spiritual obedience. Like the apostle writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, he says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." The Sermon on the Mount tells us a little bit about this obedience. Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but I say unto you." In the old time they said, do it this way, just a legalistic obedience. But Jesus says the heart is involved with obedience. As far as murder is concerned, as far as adultery is concerned, and the teaching of Jesus went deeper and further than the law of Moses, as it brought about obedience of the whole person. And thus, as we are cushioned by the grace of God, we are indwelled by the Holy Spirit, we're in a better position to keep the law of Christ and do what Christ said and what he wants us to do. Just because we're not under law in the Old Testament sense does not lessen our responsibility of obedience. Paul was afraid of that misunderstanding in the 6th chapter of Romans. He says, beginning with verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Yes, we're under the law of Christ. It's not the same thing as the law of Moses, but it is moral responsibility and doing what Christ said from our spiritual way of obeying the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Yes, we have much responsibility, but what a great Savior we have. Thank you for listening today.